Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Renee, and I just seen a charge go through on my card for $56 and some odd change. And okay. I need that charge removed. I have no idea what that is.
What's your name?
Renee Webb.
And what's the last four numbers of that card?
Hold on, let me pull it out right quick. It is 0825.
Okay, and I think I have located an account. Will you verify the mailing address or the email address?
Is it a Gmail or a SBC Global?
It looks like Gmail.
Okay, so it's web75115@gmail.com.
Okay. So let's see. Okay, I do have that account. It's showing, looks like, on May 17th, where you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling for that KitchenAid product. And
I don't even know. Yeah, all that needs to go back. I don't even bake.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's where it's coming from. It's showing that terms and conditions states that you were enrolled for like a monthly subscription. So that's why you're seeing that charge, $56.95. But we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I do have that cancellation confirmation number.
I'm not even where I can write it down. Can you email it to me?
We can. We can go ahead and submit that request for them to send that email to your Gmail account.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
And let's see.
How long would it be for that to be put back on my card?
That's what I'm looking at. Looking
oh, okay.
For.
I'm sorry. You didn't waste no time getting on there because it alerts me each time anything is happening on my card. So that's how I was able to.
Okay. Oh, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Are you there?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
So it looks like it has it as a valid charge. It's not letting me refund it. It's only allowing me to cancel that subscription out for you.
Yeah, no, I need this to be refunded. Unless I just have to go to my bank and have them cancel it or something.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Let's see. So as a courtesy, I can try to offer a 35% refund.
I need my whole 56.
Okay. Hold just a moment. Let me see if there's anything else I can do. Okay, ma'am, so I have received permission. I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
Why can I get my full 100%?
Because they have it stated in the terms and conditions, and when it's stated there, they have it as a valid charge.
It stated what in the terms and conditions?
That you were enrolling into a subscription when you paid that shipping and handling for that KitchenAid product.
I didn't see nothing about no prescription because I wouldn't even have done that. And then it's, what, might as well say $57 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy. That would be no way I would have done that.
Okay. And I do have one last offer I can offer, which is a 75% refund.
Oh, my God. So once that is applied back to my card, the 75%, the prescription is done. It's canceled. It'll be no other charges, correct?
Yes, that cancels that account out completely.
That is crazy. I'm going to go back and look at that. They didn't state any of that on here. No. It's just a rip off. But yeah, just go ahead and apply that and I'm done.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and do that. They asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit on your statement.
So what's the dollar amount that would be credit to my account?
It'll be $42.71.
Okay. Is that 75%?
Oh, the $56.95, yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me make sure. Yes, ma'am. It'll be $42.71.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and process that. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.